I have a pretty nice tracking device here. Don't you worry about it.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
You're listening to Bonersode number 30 for November 23rd, 2019. I'm your host, Winston, and thank you to T and Michael W. for producing today's Bonersode. A few announcements to start us off. Announcement 1, no, I didn't release this Bonersode to the public feed by mistake. Starting with this one, every 10th Bonersode will be free. It's not going to be retroactive to 20 and 10 because I use copyright music on the Bonersodes and I'm just too damn lazy to go back and edit that out. But Bonersodes 40 and 50 and so on, those will all be free for the general public, as if this show will last that long. Announcement 2, every 5th Bonersode is now $1, and that is retroactive, so if you sign up now for $1 at patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow, you can get Bonersodes 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25. You'd basically be ripping me off. And if you're already a $1 supporter, go refresh your Patreon feed, and you'll see those Bonersodes. Of course, $5 gets you all the Bonersodes, which I release just about every week. Sometimes I skip a week, but I usually make up for it with an extended Bonersode, if you know what I mean. Announcement 3, the APCS lapel pins are now on the $5 tier. You'll get one of those, along with some APCS stickers, the second month of your Patreon pledge. There's no better way to start an awkward conversation than wearing a weird lapel pin you'll have trouble explaining to people who don't know you're a degenerate. Enough of the infomercial crap. For today's Bonersode, I tried an idea that Cody No Name posted in the APCS Discord. Cody writes, "Tell people Amazon is installing standalone bathrooms in front of people's homes for the delivery drivers to use." He also claims that it was inspired by posts from Woe There and Seven, but you know what? Fuck them. I didn't see their posts, so thanks for the idea, Cody. Let's get started.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Charlotte?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yes.
I was just calling because Amazon was going to be coming by tomorrow to install that standalone toilet outside your house there.
What?
And so I just, yeah, it got moved around. You know, it was supposed to be not until the new year, but yeah, they kind of bumped it up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, for the delivery drivers, they need a place to go, you know, nature calls. So, you know, that like kind of green patch across the road there or just, you know, right across from your house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it's going in.
No, you're kidding me.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, we sent out the email about it a while ago. Maybe you didn't get it or didn't see it or something.
I did not. So it's going to be in front of my house?
Well, yeah, you know, it's, you know, that just the green space there.
Well,
like,
yes,
you know where the big island,
yes, and right in front of my house.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to, you know, that big tree there, they're going to have to take that down.
No! You're kidding!
You know, because they need room for it. So, yep, that's a good spot. It's kind of out of the way.
It's not a good spot. It's not out of the way. It's right here in front of my house.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, I mean, it's not like on your property or anything. Like, it's not on your lawn. It's just across the street from you. So, yep, they're just going to...
I know, but that's a big, beautiful tree right in front.
That was like the ideal location.
No, it's not an ideal location. Down in that empty space down at the end of right.
Oh, we've got other plans for that. Yeah, just coming down the pipeline. So,
what plan?
Oh, it's all kind of hush hush right now. Can't really go into it. Just forget I said that. But yeah, it's a good location because it's kind of centrally located. So,
are you not understanding that I don't want a portlet in front of my house?
Well, I mean, it's not a porta potty. It's going to be like a standalone bathroom, kind of like when you go to a public park, you know, just kind of a little hut type structure. It's going to have it
right in front of my house, and you're taking that beautiful tree down to put it there?
Yeah. It's for the delivery drivers because, you know, they're out making deliveries all day. So,
excuse me, who cares? That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, that's kind of thoughtless. You know, they're people too. They have to use the restroom.
No, I mean, in front of this. There's a beautiful giant tree here, and you're going to take down.
Everybody poops, you know. We all got to go, and they're out delivering all our packages. Like, we all order from Amazon, so it's kind of a win-win.
No, it's not a win-win. I think it's disgusting and disturbing.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're going to be pooping on your lawn or anything. It's going to be across the road.
Excuse me. There's a drive right in front of my door, and then directly is this beautiful big tree, and you're going to take that down to put a porta potty in.
Again, it's not a porta potty. It's going to be a brick structure.
And nobody else has thought this was a bad idea except for me?
Well, no, because, you know, like, we all order from Amazon, so they need somewhere to use the restroom when they're out making deliveries. And
no,
it's better than
not. That is not our issue.
Well, yeah, it is, because, you know, otherwise they're just going to start pooping and peeing, like, on our driveways and just in the lawns.
Not.
And they've been known to do that. Yeah, they, you know, because they.
All right, I want to protest this. I don't know who I can talk to. I think it's a terrible idea.
Well, that's just your opinion. It's already a done deal. We already signed off on the contractor. The only reason I was calling is just to let you know they're going to be here tomorrow. So
who signed off on this?
The HOA.
Did they talk about it at the annual meeting?
It was kind of a closed door meeting. You know, we didn't want to get the whole neighborhood in a ruckus.
Well, guess what? It is interrupting that part of the neighborhood. And I've been here a long time, and I'm.
Oh, that doesn't mean you own
happy.
The neighborhood. Get off your high horse.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, just like, yeah, you live here, and that's great and everything, but it's not like you own the damn city.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
I mean, what would you rather have? Like, them just coming up and just pooping on your grass, or have, you know, like a private toilet to go to?
Not right in front of my house, and take down that beautiful tree.
I mean, there's your house, and then the street, and then the toilets. So it's not right.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know why you're throwing such a bitch fit about this. I mean, geez.
I think you and I have had the last that we need to save this conversation.
All right. Well, they'll be there tomorrow at about 8:30 in the morning. They're going to take the tree down and then start digging, you know, for the plumbing.
That is horrible. Bye. Hello?
Oh, hi, Rosalyn?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Yes, how are you?
I'm just calling because we're going to have a crew come by tomorrow to start work on those restrooms that we're putting outside your house.
What?
You know, the public restrooms that we're putting in. Well, not public, but, you know, for the Amazon drivers.
In front of my house?
Yeah, well, just kind of off to the side there, like in between, you know, you and your neighbor.
When was this decided?
Oh, it was about a month ago. We sent out the notice. You didn't get that?
No.
I mean, it was via email, but...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, it's for the delivery drivers, because they're always here, you know, delivering the boxes and everything, and they need somewhere to go, so we kind of made a little backdoor deal with them, and, yep, we're just going to be putting just a standalone brick structure, just kind of right in between, you know, you and 330, just kind of right where that walkway is a little bit.
Where on the walkway?
Oh, it's kind of like right in the center there. Like, they're going to have to, you know, just kind of tear out some of the concrete and the grass, and they're going to be digging down to put in the plumbing, and then they'll start in the afternoon. They'll start putting up the structure.
I didn't get any notice on this. Why is it going there? Why doesn't it go on the other side?
Oh, you know, it's just kind of because centrally located. I'm sorry?
Why is it on... way? Why can't it be... You're not centrally located.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, it's just a good spot for it, you know? So, yeah, we're just going to be putting that in right there. And, you know, like I said, it's going to be kind of in between, so it's not going to take up too much space from, you know, from your yard.
Where is it going to go? How did it get agreed to go on my yard, even?
Well, it's kind of half on your property and half on your neighbor's.
I can't even figure out where this is going, Ben. I have a real problem with this.
Oh, how come? I mean, it's a benefit for you and the whole neighborhood, you know?
Like, no, it isn't. I'm having a public bathroom put right outside my home.
Well, I mean, it's not for the public. Like, there's going to be a key code on it, you know? I mean, in fact, you can use it too if you want.
Every workman's going to use it.
Well, just the delivery drivers, you know, as they come and go. I mean, we all shop with Amazon, so it's kind of like, you know.
Yeah, but why don't you put it up? Why don't you put it up where the? I have a very difficult time with this, and I was never told on this. Do the bibs know?
Yeah, absolutely. Why do you ask?
Because I find it just hard to believe that there was no notice, no vote. You're going to put a bat. I don't understand. Where is it going to be on what land? I need to see where it's going to be. I mean, this is not right.
I mean, it's not like a toilet. It's just going to be out in the middle of nowhere. It's going to be like a brick structure.
Where?
You know, like if you go to a park and there's, you know, like a restroom there. It's kind of like that, just a little smaller.
Where is it going to be?
It's like in between. Like, you know how you have that kind of sidewalk in between your houses there?
Yeah, I know that, but which is going to be? Is it going to be in the back by where the tree is? Three?
Oh, no. No, it's going to be right up front, like at the edge of the street.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. I don't know.
Why
maybe you check your spam folder or something. Maybe it's in there. But yeah, we sent you the email a while ago.
And who voted on this?
Oh, there wasn't really a vote. It was just kind of a, I guess you could call it like a backdoor kind of deal.
That's not a backdoor deal when you're sitting, you're not using any of my property.
Well, I mean, it's not technically your property. It's like, it's under our jurisdiction.
No. Those are my, that's my, you're not putting it on. There's a fire hydrant, so you're putting it on the other side of the fire hydrant, on the Bibbs property, on the other side of it.
Well, again, it's going to be like 50-50, you know, just kind of right dead center there.
I don't understand, there's a sidewalk. So you're going to
they're going to tear that out, or just like the start of it, and they're going to tear that concrete out, or that pavement out, and, you know, dig down and put the plumbing in.
Before you do this, I want to see the layout of this. I mean, I don't think you're...
Yeah, I mean, the email had the blueprints and everything. Like I said, just check your spam folder. It's probably in there. But
yeah, I have a real problem with this.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is. Like, it's, you know, they got to go somewhere. Otherwise, they're going to just be crapping all over our yards and everything. So
there's places like, that people go for public restrooms. You've got to be kidding.
No, but they're on, you know, they're busy people. You know, they're on the go all the time. They don't really have time to stop. So having the restroom right there is
where the little service house is.
Oh, it's already a done deal. You just need to learn to accept it, you know?
I find this just to be ridiculous. Who did it come from?
Well, like I said, you can use it too. You'll just need to, you know, get the key code from Amazon. I'm sure they'll give it to you.
I don't believe this. I'm going to talk to the Bibbs about this. I don't see an email.
Oh, they were fine with it. They didn't have, I mean, because they saw the benefit, you know, because we order from Amazon all the time.
No. I am beyond against this, and I don't think you have a right to do this. You're just facing my property.
I mean, again, it's not your property. It's technically ours. Like, I mean, you're kind of leasing it from us. I mean, you ought to just take a closer look at your contract and look at what you signed at, or look what you signed, you know, signed on to.
You're being extremely condescending right now. I am having a problem. I don't get involved in stuff here. And I don't want to get involved.
I have trouble speaking to women, you know, I'll admit it.
Well,
I don't mean to be condescending, but...
Because if you haven't learned, there's a Me Too type situation, Mr. Johnson. And if you have a problem speaking to women, then I think you have a problem operating in the business world.
Bunch of feminism. Run amok. That's all it is.
This has got to be a joke.
No, I mean, I apologize. I don't mean to be condescending. It's just...
A bunch of feminism run amok. Am I really hearing this?
You know, like, I have a hard time communicating with lesser species, you know? I don't know how to dumb down my language so that you can understand it better. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard to communicate with, you know, with a lesser person, lesser gender.
This has got to be a big joke.
But at any rate, you know, they'll be there tomorrow at about 9 o'clock, and you'll see. It's not going to be any big deal. It's going to be a nice brick structure. They're going to make it look all nice, and... It's going to look great, you know? You're just kind of, you're jumping in conclusions without knowing what you're talking about.
I am very much against this, and I don't know who I need to talk to.
Well, I mean, you're being selfish. These people, they're out all the time delivering packages, and they just need somewhere to go. Would you rather have them just, like, crap on your driveway?
I don't believe I'm having this conversation. This has got to be a joke.
Because it happens. It happens. I mean, I don't know if you've been watching the news lately, but... These Amazon drivers, they just keep driving and driving and delivering and delivering, and next thing you know, they just pop. It's right at the curb there, right on your driveway, in your lawn.
This has got to be a joke. I'm going to end this conversation.
No, it's not a joke, ma'am. I mean, I'll forward you the email again.
Yes, forward me the email, and I find that you talking about being dumbing down and lesser gender and cramping on driveways extraordinarily inappropriate.
Oh, I'll get over it. We're all adults. We're all adults here.
I don't believe I'm having this conversation.
No, I'm just saying, you're female, so it's naturally going to sound condescending, everything I say, because your brain is trying to process what I'm saying.
No, I'm finding it extremely insulting.
It's not me, it's you.
I find this to be, I will talk to the Bibs. Thank you.
Oh, the Bibs don't like you anyways.
This is a joke.
Between me and you, the Bibs think you're just a real pain in the ass. But you didn't hear that from me.
Okay, we're done.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Leslie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Oh, yes.
Hey, sorry to bother you so late. I was just calling to give you a heads up. We're going to have a crew tomorrow out there at about 9 o'clock, just right across the street from your house.
Okay.
And they're just going to be doing a little digging to, you know, to put in the plumbing and everything.
Okay.
And then later in the afternoon, they're going to start building those standalone restrooms that we're putting in for the delivery drivers.
They're putting in what?
Oh, you know, the standalone restrooms for the delivery drivers. And it's going to be, you know, just right across the street there from you.
Now, why are they're putting restrooms? Is that what you said?
Yeah. You know, for the Amazon delivery drivers, we just, you know, the HOA, we made an agreement with Amazon to install some restrooms. That way the delivery drivers can have somewhere to go while they're out, you know, delivering all the boxes and everything.
Is it going to be right beside the pond?
Yeah. Just kind of like directly across from your house, right at the edge of the, like where that grass is. It's like a brick structure.
Won't like an eyesore being right there in the center of the neighborhood?
They gotta have somewhere to go, you know, nature calls.
Yes, but not across the street. I guess it's right across the street from my house where, I just hate being in a brick structure right across the street from my house right in front of the pond. It seemed like there'd be a better place in the neighborhood to put it other than right where, like, the prettiest part of the neighborhood is where that pond is and stuff.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's kind of centrally located, so it's just a good spot. You know, it's right there on the kind of the main boulevard and everything, so.
Okay. Well, I'm putting my children to bed. I'll speak with my husband about this later.
Mm. Good old Dr. Chad.
Okay.
How's old Chad doing?
Do you know him?
Yeah. I mean, we talk from time to time.
How?
What do you mean, how?
I mean, like, when have you spoken with him?
Oh, you know, just, you know, around the neighborhood, you know. I live here, too.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Just, you know, not too far from you.
Okay.
Bump into him from time to time. Good old Chad.
Okay, well, let me run and put the kids to bed.
Is he still chatting things up?
Yeah, something like that.
That's typical Chad.
Okay, well, let me run and put the kids to bed.
All right, tell him about the pooping and the peeing that's going to be going on across from your house.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Carol?
Yes.
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Hold on one second.
Sure. Turn that fucking TV down.
Who is this?
It's Cody with the HOA.
Yeah?
I just needed to let you know that the crew's going to be there tomorrow morning to start work on those restrooms we're putting in. You know, just kind of right across the street from you.
Now, wait a minute. What is going on? What are they putting across the street? I'm sorry. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, it's, you know, the public restrooms that we're putting in for the Amazon drivers. Well, I mean, they're not public, but you know what I mean.
The Amazon drivers?
Yeah, the delivery drivers, because, you know, they're here all the time delivering packages and everything. And we struck a deal with them to put in a restroom so they'd have somewhere to go, you know, while they're here dropping off boxes and all that.
You know, Cody, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
We sent you an email about it. I don't know if you got that or not. It was a couple of weeks ago.
What was it you're putting in?
You know, a couple of public toilets.
Public toilets? For the
delivery drivers, so they'll have somewhere to go while they're out working.
Now, wait a minute. You're putting in public toilets. Now, what, you're talking about Amazon drivers?
Yeah, the delivery drivers.
And you're putting in a toilet across the street?
Yeah. We sure are. So the crew's going to be here
Hold on one second. You're putting in a toilet across the street. For what reason?
For pooping and peeing. I mean, What other reason would there be, silly?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I really do not.
You know the Amazon delivery drivers that are always in the neighborhood delivering packages?
No, I don't know about the Amazon drivers.
You don't know how commerce works? The delivery drivers, like UPS, FedEx, Amazon.
Right. So you're going to put a toilet across the street?
Stupid woman. Yeah, it's going to be right there in the little green patch there. Kind of like when you go to a public park, you know.
Right. I think this is hysterical.
Yeah, because, you know, we've had a real problem lately with them kind of pooping on the grass and, you know, going on the sides of our houses. It's getting to become, you know, a real issue.
You know,
so
I think that
we...
And they're going to put a toilet in the common area above us,
mm-hmm.
a little brick building.
Yeah, that way they're not, you know, having to go on the sides of our houses and everything.
Who goes on the side of the house?
Excused.
The drivers?
Yeah, these drivers, because they're out all day, you know, like they don't stop. Like they have schedules and...
There's no one that I've ever seen using, going and pooping and peeing anywhere around our house.
Oh, yeah, they do it. They do it in the bushes and,
no
you know.
Way. No, they don't get out of the truck or anything like that. I don't know where, how this thing
well,
was approved.
Of course they do.
Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, is there any other question I can answer for you?
No, not quite.
Well, I don't understand why you're being, you know, you're kind of being standoffish about it. Like, they got to go somewhere. It's better than them, you know, just...
Well, can't they... I don't want to talk any more about this. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Dick?
Yes?
Hey, it's Cody with the HOA?
Yes.
I was just calling to let you know that we're going to have a crew come by tomorrow to start work on that standalone toilet for the Amazon drivers. And so they're going to be there at about 9 o'clock. So I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up.
The standalone toilet for the Amazon drivers.
Yeah, you know how we're putting in a little public restroom kind of thing for the Amazon delivery drivers?
Whereabouts?
Well, you know, it's going like kind of right in between your house and your neighbors there, just kind of at the edge of the lawn.
Oh, what does it look like?
It's like a kind of a standalone brick structure. It's like if you go to a public park, you know how they have restrooms and everything, kind of like that, just a little smaller.
All right, that's the first thing I've heard about it.
Oh, we sent the email about it a couple of weeks ago. I'm kind of surprised you didn't get it or something, but yep, I was just calling to give you a heads up. They'll be there in the morning, so if you're home, you know.
So it's in my yard?
Yeah, it was, well, kind of in between there, but yep, just right at the edge of your lawn, I guess.
And it's a toilet?
Yeah, well, it's a brick structure housing a toilet and a sink.
Well, I don't want a toilet in my front yard.
Well, I mean, it's not for you. It's for the Amazon delivery drivers, you know, because they're out all day delivering packages
well,
and they need somewhere to go.
Well, it's not for me, but it's on my yard.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just at the edge there. It's not going to take up too much space.
I don't want a toilet in my yard.
Oh, I mean, I don't really know what to tell you. It's already kind of a done deal. I was
but
just giving you the courtesy call to... I'm sorry?
Well, who struck the deal? This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, like I said, we sent out an email a couple weeks ago. I don't know why you didn't get it. But
I don't either, but
yeah,
I haven't gotten an email about a toilet in my yard.
Well, it benefits the whole neighborhood, you know, because now they'll have somewhere to go.
But somebody else's yard benefits the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, but yours is kind of centrally located. You know, it's just a good spot for it. There's plenty of room.
I'm not centrally located.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, there's just plenty of room and everything because, you know, you got that nice big lawn there. So, yeah, we're just going to take up a little bit of space.
I don't have a nice big lawn. I've got a little bitty lawn. I don't want a toilet in my front yard.
Well, I mean, it's bigger than others, you know.
No, it's not.
And, yeah, we all... Well, at any rate, you know, it's just better because otherwise, like, where are they going to go? You know, they're just going to be pooping and peeing all over our grass. And
I don't care where they go, but they're not going to go to the toilet in my front yard. I have a little bitty yard. You build a toilet in my front yard, and I can't see squat.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not going to be that tall, you know, it's only...
It's tall enough for a guy to walk in.
Well, yeah, or a woman. You know, it's 2019, there's...
Well, yeah, it's a toilet. I don't want a toilet in my front yard. And
there's
I'm not going to let them come out here and start building a toilet on my front yard.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be here tomorrow.
No, they're not going to build on my front yard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they are. They're going to start digging tomorrow to
put
the plumbing
in. They start digging
in
tomorrow. I'm calling a lawyer, and I'm getting an injunction because you're not building on my yard without telling me that you're going to build on my yard.
Well, we did tell you.
You have not told me a damn thing.
Sir, I don't know why you didn't get the email, but...
Well, I don't either, but I hadn't gotten a yard about a toilet in my yard.
Not sure that made sense,
but
yeah,
it's...
Yeah.
Well, you're not building a toilet in my yard.
Well, I'm not building it. I'm just making the courtesy call. Don't bite my head off.
I mean, nobody's going to build it because I will be out there and stop them from building a toilet in my front yard.
Oh, no. It's, you know, it's all within our jurisdiction to do this. You know, it's for the good of the...
It's my damn property.
Yeah, but you're under our jurisdiction, you know? Like, I don't think you understand how the HOA works.
Well, I understand if you're going to do something in my yard, you have to tell me about it.
I mean, not really. You need to take another look at your contract that you signed. You know, it's all there.
Well, this is pure bullshit.
Oh, you're bullshit.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. You know,
no, I mean, I'm just trying...
You call me the night before. That's the first notice I've gotten about them building a toilet in my front yard.
Well, I don't understand what the big deal is. You know, like, what do you want the delivery drivers to just, you know, poop and pee all over the grass?
This is not about Amazon.
Oh, I mean, it kind of is, though. We all order from Amazon, so it's like you got to give a little, you know? We all get the, you know, quick delivery and everything, and all they want is just, like, a nice place to go poop and pee in peace, you know?
Well... This is a crock of shit.
Oh, well, I mean, it's...
Cody, listen, I don't appreciate your attitude, number one. Number two...
Well, I mean, you're the one that's biting my head off. I'm just the messenger.
Nobody is. You call me at 7 o'clock at night, the night before we're going to start building a toilet in my front yard.
Oh, well, you got a shit attitude. And, you know, it's... What do I have to do with this? I'm just delivering the message, you know? Don't bite my head off. And, you know, it's all there under contract. You know, we can do this, so it's not my fault that you're weak and stupid.
Well, you piece of shit. I'm weak and stupid.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Cody, if you were literate, you would, you know, comprehend what you're reading in the contract that you signed.
I can't believe that somebody that runs a property management company says that.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's after hours, so.
Yeah. Yes,
my boss isn't here, so, you know, it's like, fuck it. Do what I want.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's.
I pretty much run the show in the evening.
Well.
I'm not even wearing pants.
I'll absolutely let them know how you'd act that you're not wearing pants. Oh, my God.
Oh, they don't care.
Well, I don't want a damn toilet in my front yard. Bye.
Thanks again to T and Michael W. for helping me make sure the Amazon delivery drivers can poop and pee in dignity. And thanks to all of you for listening. If you enjoy this show and want to support it, activate your computation device and head to patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow. You get extra shows, stickers, a lapel pin, and most importantly, my most heartfelt gratitude. Bye, everyone. Can you tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up?
Oh.